I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. The U.S. defense chief says President Joe Biden's administration will give Ukraine anti-personnel landmines to help it slow Russia's battlefield advances. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's announcement Wednesday marks Washington's second major policy shift in a week after its decision to let Ukraine use longer-range American missiles and attacks into Russia. The war has largely been going Moscow's way in recent months, and Austin says Ukraine has a need for things that can help slow down the Russians.
The landmines that we would look to provide them would be landmines that that are not persistent. You know, we can control when they would self-activate, self-detonate, and that makes it far more safer eventually than the things that they are creating on their own.
The U.S. and some other Western embassies in Kyiv closed for the day Wednesday in response to the threat of a major Russian aerial attack. The U.S. has vetoed a U.N. resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza war. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Security Council vote was 14-1 in favor of the resolution, but the U.S. veto killed it. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says the Biden administration worked for weeks to avoid a veto. But since the resolution is not linked to an immediate release of hostages,
the United States could not support it.
But Algeria's ambassador blasted the veto, saying the actual reward is for Israel, which is now free to continue its genocide of Palestinians.
In this chamber, you enjoy immunity.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Israeli officials have demanded freedom to strike Hezbollah in Lebanon as part of any emerging ceasefire deal between the sides, raising a potential complication as a top U.S. envoy was in the region attempting to clinch an agreement. Their demand on Wednesday came as signs of progress on a ceasefire emerged. Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem said the Lebanese militant group supports the ongoing negotiation process. The World Health Organization has authorized the first Mpox vaccine for children, a decision experts hope will make immunizations more widely available to one of the hardest-hit populations during the ongoing outbreaks of the disease in the Democratic Republic of Congo and elsewhere in Africa, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
In a statement, the UN Health Agency said it had approved the Mpox vaccine made by a Japanese company KM Biologics for use in children over 1 year of age as a single dose. Earlier this month, the charity Save the Children said that cases among children younger than 18 had increased by more than 130% in Congo, noting that there were now more than 25,000 cases. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Outgoing Mozambican President Filipe Nyusi has invited the four presidential candidates for a dialogue as part of a bid to end post-election unrest that has left several dozen people dead or injured. Protesters say the October 9th election won by ruling party candidate Daniel Chapo was rigged, something the government denies. Charles Manguero reports from Maputo.
In a State of the Nation address late Tuesday, President Filipe Nyusi invited the four presidential candidates from the recent election for a meeting, saying there is time to promote dialogue to prevent Mozambique from becoming an ungovernable country. Nyusi said the demonstrations are having a negative impact on the economy as they limit the activities of companies and ports and increase unemployment, among other problems that greatly affect the people. At least 30 people are reported to have died during the post-election violence that fled after electoral officials said Daniel Chapo of the ruling Frelimo party won the presidential elections with more than 60% of the vote. Venancio Mondlane, the independent candidate who came in second with 20%, challenged the results and called for nationwide protest. International observers say the election was marred by irregularities. Charles Manguiro for VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.